Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Jay Skills, and Big Jerv. Hell of a show. This is a fucking deep-ass show we got for you guys today. The last day of the year when we recorded, the first day of the year when you're listening to this. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Go there. All the extra content. First of all, if you listen to this episode for free, that means you listen to little chunks every single day. You got to wait till the end of the week. Don't do that. Listen to it all at once. Be a Patreon. You get it all at once right there on Mondays. It all drops together. Also, the Cinephobe Rewatchingtons, the watch-alongs that we do for Cinephobe. We do that also for NBA games. We got the Cinephobe Special Edition episodes, the OG podcast, all sorts of extra content, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in there. All right. We started the conversation today with Dave Chappelle's new stand-up special, The Dreamer, that dropped on Netflix today on December 31st. Here we go. All right, so Chappelle's stand-up, The Dreamer, came out on Netflix. The only reason I knew was because I was on Netflix for something else, and I paused it. You know, when you pause Netflix long enough, it starts showing you, like, hey, this comes out on December 31st or whatever. And so I saw Chappelle, The Dreamer, and I was like, oh, I've probably seen that one. And it says December 31st. I'm like, oh, we got some new Chappelle. Okay. Put it on the to-do list. Put it in the chat. Here we are. It is. We're recording this on the 31st. We literally watched it this morning. Some of us, maybe last night when it turned midnight. But, I mean, it's no surprise. Like, I think it's funny, man. Like, I don't, at this point, it's like, if you're angry at Dave Chappelle, I would say probably don't watch it, because the nigga doubles and triples down. He. I don't want to ruin it for the people who haven't seen it. I don't want to give spoilers, but I'm gonna just say his opening joke and the setup to the joke is fucking phenomenal, almost as phenomenal as the setup to the last joke, right, where he's talking about people's dreams. That's the end of the show is called The Dreamer, and he ends it with this really long story about living the dreams or whatever. But again, like, I've reached a point where I'm like, look, I like Dave Chappelle, so I think his shit is funny. The people who are angry at Dave Chappelle are probably going to be angered by this as well. And so it is what it is. I don't watch Jeff Dunham stand up with his puppets and shit, so I can't get mad. Like, Jeff Dunham did the racist, like, terrorist thing again. I'm like, I don't get mad. Like, that's just shit. Like, some people like that shit. All right, cool. I like funny people.
That's a random ass comedian to bring up. But I went to middle school with his daughter.
Oh, for real?
Hey, you niggas call me fucking Forrest Gump. That nigga Jason, bro. Nigga Jason always got a random ass one-off story. But, you know.
But that nigga came to do a set at our middle school.
At the school?
At the school, yeah. Because, you know, it's not like super like adult. Like, I guess he can't get into that territory, but like with the puppet, it kind of lends itself to like more of a kid friendly setting. I didn't know the nigga was like a professional comedian until that moment. You know what I'm saying?
So you just thought he was testing shit out with you?
Well, yeah, I just thought, well, no, when he got on stage and then everybody started talking about it, I was like, oh, okay, I guess he's like
and how old were you when this? Did you like the jokes?
I was like 11 or 12. I don't remember it being especially funny. I mean, I was a fan of Chris Rock at the time, ironically enough. Like, this would have been 97-ish, you know what I'm saying? Somewhere around.
I like the idea of Jason seeing like this dude walk off stage like, Sheila Daddy's a comedian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Philippa, that was her name.
Hey, Philippa, is that a comedian for real?
Exactly. That's kind of how it was. But it was just random as fuck, man. That I don't know. Do y'all think he funny? He kind of like whatever.
Who are y'all talking about?
Jeff Dunham.
I gotta Google
the ventriloquist nigga. That's you don't have to Google. It's the ventriloquist nigga.
I was gonna like, say,
there can't be a million of these guys who aren't walking around.
See, Trey, you don't even know who he is today. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know who
he
is. Yeah.
You don't know the ventriloquist nigga?
That's what I'm saying. I was a black comedy like watcher, and then like obviously Jim Carrey and you know, like the popular Chris Farley's of the day.
Yeah. I just Googled him. So never seen that man in a day in my life.
Exact bro. So this imagine me, 11-year-old, coming from South Central, watching Martin. And you know what I'm saying? Like all the regular nigga shit. I ended up getting into Seinfeld in high school. I wasn't into like that side of comedy. Yeah. You feel me? So imagine my surprise. This nigga gets on stage and everybody's like, oh, wow. He showed up. I'm like, who's this nigga? And
you're like, I've never seen him on Def Comedy Jam.
Exactly.
Hey, Mr. Dunham. How many nights you done Comic View? Right. No, Earthquake's been on 5 times already.
I want to say,
shout out to Arnaz J. That's one of the funniest niggas on Comedy View, yo.
Arnaz J. What's my other man? My man who
No. My man from I feel bad for forgetting his name. In next Friday, he plays fucking Ice Cube's uncle. The one that won the lottery. That's what I always think about when they're Comic View. He's funny as shit.
He's funny as shit,
damn,
too.
Why I can't think of that nigga name.
I want to say you and Zach got me into comedy like that. I mean,
stand up comedy?
Like broader. Like hitting show.
You put him on the white comedy. That's what he's saying.
You're not talking about that. Don Curry is his name. Don DC Curry.
So like
DC Curry.
Amin, Zach, Katie Trenilia, Andrew Byrne. Who else? I'm just trying to think that had me actually hanging out in Hollywood clubs. This is when I connected with Jason. So like when I was living in Beverly Hills, I didn't know what to do. It was my first time living in LA since I moved for college. So when I came back, I'm like, all the basketball players gone to their respective cities. I'm living in LA. I don't have an actual crew to hang out with. And Amin's like, oh, I'm about to catch this show. Or me and Zach are about to go over here. And then I found myself hanging out at the comedy club, Hollywood Improv. Mm-hmm. I'm going every other day, just catching shit. I remember when Chappelle put up randomly.
I wasn't there. Yeah,
I missed that one. Okay.
I missed that one. I've never seen Chappelle in a club.
I'm like, this nigga is mean. He's smoking cigarettes. I mean, this motherfucker coughing. You know what I mean? But the one we did go to, we was in the back and it was super uncomfortable. Like the jokes were super uncomfortable and I loved it. And I had the greatest time.
I remember the shit. It was at the Improv and the nigga was bombing. nigga was bombing and me and Trey, the only people in the room laughing. Everyone else was just silent.
were y'all laughing because he was bombing or y'all were laughing because it actually
a little bit of both. Because people were too serious. You know what I mean? We had reached 2018 was like post Trump. Like, you know what I mean? So motherfuckers was like, not everything. Me and Amin, that shit was funny. Like we're in the back just fucking having a time, but everybody else was just like, oh, he pushed it too far. And I'm an uncomfortable comedy person. I like too far jokes where I'm like, and I felt like Chappelle gave us a little bit of this in this special. You know what I mean? Where I was like, this nigga targeting this community now. Oh, he wilding.
That shit's so funny, man.
He wilding, nigga.
I think when he came back and he hit another fucking LGBTQ joke, and he said the nigga in the back is like,
I said that. I came for these jokes, not this. I didn't know I was a target audience.
That nigga spitting.
Hey, he had a picture with the nigga from Congress that he was shooting on at the end. Y'all see the photos at the end?
I thought that was dope, man. It was nice to see kind of like Little Nas X and all that shit. And the nigga, you know, even the nigga Cena, that's his fucking one of his producers.
Oh, right.
We talk about I think of a Persian new name Cena. It's a real person, man.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny because like Chappelle does this thing where it's like some of his shit is like really big picture, deep thought kind of like, wow, man, this nigga really breaking down society and shit like that. And then sometimes it's just a dumbass joke, man. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I like the dumbass jokes even more because I'm like, yo, this thing is just like us. Like, not everything has to be the greatest tapestry ever composed. Sometimes you just drop a joke. And the nigga said the FaceTime. He opened his wife's FaceTime.
Oh my God.
Facial recognition on the phone. Like, it's just a dumbass joke, man.
Yeah. It's relatable, it's though. It's very relatable and human. Like, you know what I mean? That nigga say, I'm
and
yes, brought
it back. He's and like, then he brings it back on himself, too.
On himself, yeah.
Sick nigga.
Nah, man. Like, if you like Chappelle, again, to all the listeners, if you like Chappelle, you're going to like this shit, man. I'm not saying it's his best ever, but it's funny. Like,
It was good. I'm going to put it up there from recents.
What do y'all think about what he said about, of the recent one, the last couple, I don't think it's as good as some of the other ones. It's much more lighthearted for sure. Mm-hmm. The other ones, that nigga's they're half preaching and half talking, they're heavy,
but I don't love heavy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I felt like this one was like comedy. You know what I'm saying? It was get to the point. The other ones, the nigga was being masterful. He was showing there's levels to this shit. I can also talk about important shit and be funny. This shit was like, oh, if I'm a casual, I'm fucking with this one.
Yep. Yep. What did y'all think about his whole thing about like being a powerful dreamer?
That was the part I felt the most, honestly.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I feel like he doesn't do enough jokes, you know, but he hits with his stories. Like his stories always hit. And so when he did that, what was it, like Iceberg Slim story in the one where he was in the comedy club? Like that was one of my, that's probably one of my favorite Dave Chappelle, like post Chappelle show moments. And like, I felt like the powerful dreamer thing was something that like spoke to me. Like, I like when an artist says a thought that I've had, but haven't been able to express before. And like, he did that, you know? And I think that's a great like attribute for like an amazing artist. Like he says something that was so obvious that nobody had really put it in that terminology. And then he found a joke in it too. You know what I'm saying? The joke with the Nas shit and all that was a good little, you know what I'm saying? Dismount.
You know which video.
That's when he said a nigga like C-3PO, that was funny.
Trey, what was your favorite part of the, I know what my favorite shit was.
I mean, not to give too much, bro. Like,
yeah. Just like the
man, the nigga was talking about Baltimore, man. Like, because I was just recently out in Maryland, so like, it stuck a little bit out because like again, I ain't spent fairly enough time, but I start getting it the last time I was just in the DMV area, and I was like, I get that one. Like, that nigga said Tupac mama was looking for Tupac a better life and again, move from Baltimore to Oakland. Like, let that sit in.
That was probably the best joke of the show, actually. That was probably the best joke of the whole show.
Oh, shit. It's like, we in D.C. have been through some hard times. It's like, Baltimore's still there. Jer, what was your favorite bit? Now, I haven't seen this twice.
Yeah.
What was new? Let me ask you this. What was new? What was the stuff that you hadn't seen?
I want to say the Will Smith, Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Because I think that happened after the Roots picnic, I believe, okay. Right? But like the way he told intertwined that joke, he did it a different way. So that was dope to see him take a current event and then still make that go with his joke or whatever. But for me, I would say probably for me the best joint was I like the safety deposit box. Because I remember hearing when he said that, like, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I lost my mind. Right. Because, like, it makes sense.
I like that shit a lot, man. He's like, bitch, you looked in it. my favorite, I think, was the Will Smith Chris Rock thing. Because he had all of these opinions about what happened to Chris Rock that he gave Chris Rock shit for. And then he said the shit happened to him. And then all the other stuff that comes after that, obviously that story with his wife too, comes in the aftermath of him getting attacked at the Hollywood Bowl. It's funny. That to me, you know what? In a way, that's what I was missing from Chris Rock's shit. Mm-hmm. Remember when Chris Rock, his shit finally came out and most of his special wasn't about that. And then at the end, he starts addressing it. And I thought he addressed it like, oh yeah, he made some jokes, but he was making a point. Mm-hmm. When I wanted him to have fun with it the way Chappelle had fun with this shit, where he was like, and then fucking Diddy come out and said, and then they all started whooping his ass and saying, and he started shitting on his security guy for fucking
busting his ass with them loafers.
Yeah, like Travis. Like I wanted Chris Rock to have fun with it. I don't know if you guys saw John Mulaney's special that came out maybe like almost like maybe a year ago.
I started watching it. I didn't finish it.
Dog, it's funny as shit because he's funny, but it's even funnier because he talks about his friends having an intervention and entering him into rehab. And one of the jokes he says is like, he gets into rehab and like one of the people like introduces themselves and they say, what's your name to him? And he's like, oh, I see what we're doing here. We're doing like the, oh, I got it. Okay. Oh, yeah. Like, my name's John. Like, and then she asked him, what do you do for a living, John? And he's like, are you fucking serious? Like, motherfucker took offense. Like, even though he's like, I went in with like a low profile. I didn't want anyone to recognize me. But when she asked me what I do for a living, like, are you fucking serious? So it's like, he's talking about some real ass shit that happened to him. He lost his fucking marriage and he lost job opportunities and like motherfuckers like got scandalized. They wrote a whole fucking New Yorker shit about him and he was high as fuck when they interviewed him.
But about John Mulaney?
John Mulaney, the nigga.
John Mulaney was going through it, bro.
For super real?
Fiend. Never like, heard of him.
For what? What was his fucking choice?
Fucking blow, dude. The way they got him to the intervention was they told him this motherfucker was supposed to do Saturday Night Live and was like fucking literally left hair and makeup to go get some blow. Like
nigga was on his Chris Herring.
This nigga was super like super fucking fiending, right? So the way they got him to the intervention is they told him, yo, we got some blow for you here. And the niggas show up and they see everybody get confused and they start and it's like 15 minutes in, and I was like, so to be clear, there's no blow here. Like, we just doing it's not blow at the end of this shit. Right. So again, like this was like some serious shit that happened to me. He was in the news or whatever, but like his fucking special was just fucking making fun of the shit. Right. And I that's so all like, I feel, yeah, man. I'm like, you know what, man? That's not to tell comedians how to do their job, but that's your job, nigga. Like, I don't want to hear you explain yourself.
Right. Because I don't. I also don't want to hear you complain.
Like, or complain.
When I feel like you're complaining, you lost me.
Dog.
And my intro Martin, to Mulaney was like him like being a 30-something comedian and then the relatability of being in your 30s and the shit that the content that he was talking about. That lured me in. Then when he went fucking down and I was like, no, because this is my new guy. And then now he's back and he's doing his thing. But like the vulnerability was the part. Like
Martin Lawrence, Run Tell That. Yeah. Fucking hated
fire.
That shit. Because
that's what's fire to me.
I hate that second one. That nigga was complaining the whole fucking time.
The suit. He had the suit
that's
on.
That's the second one, right? The
brown suit, yeah.
That's the second one, yeah.
He was complaining.
That nigga was complaining the whole time.
I remember
when
that shit came out. I loved that.
He was like, cooked, though. That's why.
You know what it was? When it came out, bro, you was so hyped. You was hyped to have him back. Remember, that was his hiatus. But if you really look at that one,
I'm telling you, this is him coming back after the jogging and the trash bags and all that shit.
I know exactly where that intersection is, again, in the Valley of L.A., like right by Fatburger. Just saying. But I remember, because this was also after Kings of Comedy. So Kings of Comedy had blew up in theaters. And I remember, like, it was the new theater comedy.
Yeah,
shit.
you go to a movie theater to
see a comedy. And Martin Lawrence did this shit with Run Tell That. I went with my mom. I remember, like, the niggas was dying. I don't remember the complaint factor. I remember him kind of making fun of himself being high.
I was fucking with it, bro. It's hella quotables in there. He just was so cooked. He was cooked. He was like at that motherfucking stage where you like, I didn't really could tell when people was on drugs at that particular age.
Right.
That nigga was still cooked. He was cooked.
I didn't know John Mulaney was on drugs. I thought the nigga was super square.
He gets like the opera.
Yeah, I thought he was on this Pete Holmes shit. And the nigga was.
Well, Pete Holmes is fucking. Oh, Pete Holmes. What's his name?
I don't know half the people's names y'all are saying right now. This is crazy.
You don't know John Mulaney. You don't know Pete Holmes. You don't know Pete Davidson.
I know Pete Davidson, but I only know Pete Davidson because he was in the news. He's
smashing.
Pete Holmes had a show on HBO.
The last line that had me crying that was relatable. That nigga said, "When the stripper tell you your real name, it's time to go home." That's so relatable, bro. I'd have been
knee deep
in the fucking strip club, nigga, just ready to go home. But I'm just chilling with the homies, and then the stripper's like, "Yeah, my real name's not Hawaii. It's Patrice." And nigga, be in there like, "Hey, bro, I don't want to hear my plans."
It's funny because. Like he brought it back later.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Yo, speaking of being cooked, man, this nigga Antonio Brown, I know this ain't on the rundown, but I gotta go to this shit because this nigga's got the funniest goddamn tweets just this week.
Just this week.
Just this week.
And I don't follow this nigga. His
nobody does. It just be showing on your For You. He yes. goes so crazy, nigga. He
bro,
X'd that nigga up, bro.
Every tweet is a banger. Like,
fuck them white bitches.
Just random. What? Like, what happened for that?
No
like,
context. No context.
It was no context, bro. He just threw that out there.
CTE in the pussy came too early is what CTE stands for.
Amazing. That's a hall. That might be Hall of Fame too. I might have to go like all his whole little run before it because, you know, before he gets before lost he gets, in the scuffle.
If I pay for your wax, you chilling with me until your hair grow back. I'm not mad at that one.
That nigga's sick, dog. That's fucking territorial. That's sick as hell. Go ahead.
His quote tweets be hilarious.
How you taking Christmas pics? And I just fucked you last week.
I mean, the man's got a point. I mean, that's wild.
Oh, no, I got to find this next one. There's one that he had. I was dying. I was like, yo, this thing is out here really. Oh, shit, where is it? That's not that one. No. Nigga, oh, by the way, he always tweets like it's like lyrics to a song.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Put that shit might, on. We, that might, shit we on. Might. We might. Put get that shit on. I'm about to tweet him like, yo, can we get a CTE album? Came too early.
CTE came too early.
Came too early, the album, bro. Pause if need be.
Pause.
I don't think there was a need be. It was indefinite.
No, because he was talking about pussy. Came too early in the pussy. He's like CTE in the pussy. That's the line.
But they're trying to pause me for saying he came.
Oh, they're trying to pause you for saying it out of yeah. context.
Niggas reaching like Space Jam over here.
the Madden cover is like, this is the face you make when you bust a nut and she's still going. I mean, yo, man, like this thing is he's out of control. I gotta find the one I saw it. If my nut's on your chin, then where my dick at? the thinking face with that. Oh, here we go. Hotel sex be different. You got to do shit you won't do at home, like nut on the TV.
Yeah. Crazy, that's crazy. That's a sick tweet. That's a Hall of Fame tweet right there. For
sure. He said nut on the TV, man. He tweeted that one twice.
He recognizes greatness.
Damn, not TD Jakes.
I'm such a sucker.
We didn't cover that too much, bro. But TD Jakes had himself a fucking week the other week, bro.
Yeah, he this did. Nigga,
yeah, that's some wild shit to come out, right? Like, imagine like watching the news, like, yo, damn, wow, Diddy's all caught up in this Cassie thing, huh? Crazy. Oh, look at these stories of him being just awful to people. Oh, that's me. Hold on, what's that? The TGJ? What y'all say? What? Dog, that man, my man, like, did you be caught off guard like that?
They calling my man Power bro. Bottom. Nigga, the damn. Is just so crazy, bro.
But it all started from like a fake misinformation style TikTok video. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, the phone?
Yeah.
Bro.
No. Bro, that shit is so tricky. Bro, like the way the internet works is so wild if you really think about
no
it.
No accountability, like, bro. No. Bro,
like they literally, like, truth be told, I mean, like, they slandered this man whole name, whole career, everything. And it's all off of fake video and then hearsay. So it's like a video. So it's a chick, like, she's on TikTok. Like, did you know, blah, 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 and it's the words. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you see the words on the video yeah. and somebody's, like, cutting every 4 seconds, you're like, okay, this must be real. And then it's like a phone call from some, like, random person, like, saying he did this, this, and that to, like, I guess they're saying they're a journalist or something to corroborate her misinformation story, right? But it could just be me and you.
But that's the crazy thing. Like, people will believe anything they see. All right, that's gonna do it for us here. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Subscribe, make sure you're getting all the stuff, all the extra stuff. Have a happy new year, everybody. For Jason Madison, for Trey Edwards, for John Gervais, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.